Two people are missing after a boating accident off Sweden's west coast on Tuesday evening. The circumstances are still unclear, but the Swedish Maritime Administration believes a leisure boat carrying four people collided with a 90-metre-long cargo ship. It happened off the island of Sjön, north of Gothenburg. The motorboat sank and a woman and a child are still missing. A man and another child have been found and taken to hospital with serious injuries. A local bus crashed into a tree in Lund in southern Sweden this lunchtime, according to Swedish Radio's P4 Malmöhus. The bus was in service and carrying passengers. Nine people were injured and five were taken to hospital by ambulance. The severity of their injuries isn't known. The driver was one of the injured. The road near the crash site was closed while emergency crews worked at the scene. Sweden's election authority says it's to advertise on Instagram and Facebook to inform voters about September's elections after Meta reversed an earlier ban on election-related ads. Meta had stopped such paid advertising following new EU rules on political and election-related content on social media. But in a new decision, the company now says national election authorities in the EU may pay to promote practical voter information. The Swedish Election Authority says in a press release that the move will make it easier to reach voters with information on where, when and how to vote in September's elections. And Sweden's Football Association is joining in on the criticism of a FIFA project to sell stakes in the Football World Cup to private investors. In a comment, the Swedish Association says it notes and shares what it calls the legitimate concerns and questions raised by UEFA about the proposal, and says it will carefully analyse the overall picture. It adds that more financial support for football is welcome, but that any changes must be transparent and protect the sport's integrity. It says football must keep control of its own rights. Those were Wednesday's headlines. For more news stories, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great evening.